Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yeah, hi. I got a question about your program. I was just curious. I'm sure I won't qualify, but do you base all of it based on the credit card volume?
No, not at all.
Okay, what if you're a startup? Do you do anything for startups?
How long have you guys, just getting things off the ground, or how long have you guys been around for?
Pretty much. Probably, you know, literally maybe 6-7 months. Realistically, a couple of months. We've been out there marketing our product.
Okay. What's your revenue so far? Like, if you were to say the last few months, what are you guys doing in deposits a month into the business account there?
Well, we're operating under, so I wouldn't even. We're operating under in a shared facility, so we do all the invoices through them. So yeah, it's small. It's tiny. I mean, maybe $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. We're looking to buy we're a food company that's looking to raise $100,000 to get a trailer, a mobile trailer, and some other ancillary equipment to start retailing, not just wholesaling. So, you know, again, I didn't think I would qualify for you guys. But
so, I mean, for startups, we can do equipment for startups, actually. What other pieces of equipment are you guys looking for? First, did you have that the reservation code there?
Yeah, I do. It's 2311-0037-1487.
All right, just give me a second.
I already am pretty extended, both personally and business-wise, as far as credit goes.
Well, so it's Bago Enterprises?
Bago, yes.
Oh, Bago, I'm sorry. Makes more sense.
That's okay. Does the trailer count as equipment or no?
Yeah, that would count as equipment. And you said is that the only piece you're looking for there? Are you guys looking for other stuff?
Well, yeah, I have some other things. Well, obviously, it's the trailer fit with all the equipment. There's an oven and some refrigeration stuff and countertops and sink and that kind of thing to upfit the trailer. So the trailer itself is like a $50,000 trailer with propane tanks and generators and then other equipment. I would need some ancillary filling equipment and stuff like that. You know, maybe another 5,000 or so of equipment. So.
Oh, and I'm sorry, what was your name? I apologize.
My name is Stan.
Okay. Yeah, so we can do equipment financing for startup companies. So are you guys doing like a food truck, or what do you guys have in the works there?
It would be a trailer that would be pulled. So it's not a self-contained truck in that it doesn't have, you know, an engine. It's built onto an 8x10 trailer with a tow, and you tow that trailer to places as opposed to having a contained truck that is, you know, that the back of the truck is the sales.
What does the business do? Are you guys, is it food, I'm assuming, or?
We're a manufacturer of a stuffed bagel product that we're bringing to market. So we wholesale it to schools, or we have an airport that's purchased some, a hospital, and local businesses that would take our frozen product and turn around and sell it one by one. And so we're looking to get into the retail business, but I don't want a brick-and-mortar place because I don't think that there's enough foot traffic anywhere, especially where I'm located, that would generate enough revenue. But at these seafood festivals and sporting venues and music venues, if we can put it, like one of the places we were talking to was a Major League Baseball stadium for spring training in Florida, and it's Tradition Field, where the New York Mets, it's their facility. So they have baseball all year round, but it's the spring training stadium for the Mets, and they had room for a cart, but, you know, an 8x10 trailer is not so much bigger of a footprint, so they may be amenable to that. But at places like that is where we're looking to, you know, there's enough foot traffic and enough people, but to sit there and think that I can, you know, so use.
So the trailer is at 50,000. Is that new or used?
No, new. And that was the first estimate. You know, the first quote I got from somebody with tax was about 43, but he forgot a couple of other pieces of equipment I would need, so it'd be probably closer to 50.
Excuse me there. Let me ask you, are you 100% owner there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how's your personal credit?
It's not, like I said, it's not good now because I'm extended. I had a personal bankruptcy 8 years ago, and then my credit went way back over 700 because it was good before the bad business deal and very good after the bad business deal. And so it was well over 700, and then I used credit cards to pretty much finance the initial stages of this company because, you know, you had the 0% for 18 months and that. So right now I have $47,000 of credit card debt that is that's made my, you know, that's extended me. So I'm assuming I got to be, you know, it's hard because you different credit cards give you your FICOs, but I would say I'm probably in the low to mid 600s again because of that after being well over 700.
Okay, low to mid 600s. We can work and, with go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and I already have a couple of equipment leases as we speak too. So I don't know. Like I said, I think it would be an exercise in futility, quite frankly. You know, I have another business, but it's with a partner. I can't put up that business. It's a gold buying business, and because we were fully staffed and everything else, because I wanted to do this business, I haven't drawn any income out for a couple of years now. In fact, last year I only claimed about $15,000, $13,000 of income. So my other income is negligible too. You know, so like I said, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not even sure that I should waste any more of your time at this point.
Do you have any? Do you have a potential co-signer for the equipment?
Well, if I do, I'd probably go more for an SBA than I would for, you know, something through you. But that could be a potential. You know.
Yeah, so I think that we could. You know, we'd have a much. If you had a co-signer, maybe with strong credit, you know, it's definitely something we could look at. You know, doing for you as far as. You know, I think that's about our limit for startups is about 50,000 in equipment, maybe a little bit higher actually. So, it is a possibility if you have like someone that would co-sign it that we could be you know, do something for you and try and get you an approval. You know, if you know, that's, you know, something that you would have to look at your end.
I'll check into that. If I find somebody, I'll give you all a call back.
Yeah, do you want me to just shoot you an email off with the application? If you do find someone, you'll have my contact information there, and we could, you know, go to work and see if we can do that for you. All right, what's your email, Stan?
It's Stan Goldfarb, G-O-L-D as in David, F as in Frank, A-R, B as in boy, at comcast.net.
So that's Stan Goldfarb at comcast.net?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I'll just shoot you off the equipment finance application, which works for vehicles, and, you know, if you do find someone like a co-signer, you know, I'm not sure with your credit. I mean, I understand why, you know, you've been pumping all this money into the business, so I understand, you know, why your credit card's a little, you might not have a lot of revolving availability, which is affecting your score. But, yeah, if you have a co-signer, I'll just send you off the application and my information on file. So, you can, if you do find someone, you can, you know, get back to me. You'll have my direct line there on the email, and you can fill it out, and we can always see what we can do for you, you know?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just give me a call if you have any questions. If you do find someone, you know, that with strong credit, you know, definitely would improve our chances and rates for what we can do. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. You take care, Stan.